Good Wednesday morning. We've got a sunny start to the day. 9:04 now on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. This is Jim O'Hara. There could be a new tax rebate program for movie productions in Iowa. Here's IPR's Natalie Krebs.
The bill would create a two-year, $10 million pilot project starting in 2025 that offers tax incentives to those who want to film productions in the state. Jennifer Kingland is with Renovo Media Group, a studio based in Clear Lake. She says filmmakers have passed over shooting in Iowa for other states and countries that have incentives.
One of the films that we did produce, which was based on an author from the Iowa Writers' Workshop, we had to film that in Kentucky.
Democratic Representative Charles Eisenhardt of Dubuque supported the bill, but suggested it could do more to support up-and-coming Iowa-based filmmakers as well. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Tonight in sports in the NBA, the Bulls play in Indiana against the Pacers. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, increasing clouds, high near 69. Tonight, cloudy with a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low of 51, and rain totals up to half an inch. On Thursday, showers or thunderstorms are likely, gusty winds, and a high near 63. Coming up on Think, inflation is going down, unemployment remains at historic lows, and we've avoided a devastating recession. But grocery prices have consumers rattled. Why food and fuel prices don't factor into core inflation numbers, but do influence how Americans feel about the economy. That's at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. The BBC World Service is next.